3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing today? This is Alex. You can call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through this day. If you are a new listener to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other listening platforms. If you don't have one of the listening platforms, download it on your devices. Please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a psychologist, I am not a therapist in any way, shape, or form. I'm not a medical professional, I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed, I'm not giving anyone legal advice or medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone, I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. OnlyFans is dying. OnlyFans has announced that they will be banning sexually explicit content. This is no means to stop sex workers' hustle. No one saw it coming. No one expected it to happen. OnlyFans became popular and a lot of people made money from OnlyFans. They are banning pornography. It is in effect because payment processors MasterCard and Visa cut ties with rival Pornhub after accusations the porn site showing videos containing underage sex, rape, and porn. Pornhub's denied claims that they allowed sexually explicit content on the platform. OnlyFans said that they will only allow explicit content as long as people follow their policies. It's prohibited to post content that features underage people, the people under the age of 18. It will be illegal and harmful content that features people under the age of 18. It will be in effect starting October 1st. It is a couple weeks away. We don't have much time. We don't know how this change is going to work. It's hard to determine what is acceptable and what is not acceptable on OnlyFans. We don't know how many bikini pictures will be taken down. We never know how many pictures will be taken down when people wear lingerie. Unfortunately, people's stuff is going to be taken down and there's nothing people can do about it. I do not have an issue with sex work, but I'm not into the sex industry. I'm not interested in it. It's like people selling feet pictures. People are making huge bucks for feet pictures. I know that there was a story where one person was selling one feet picture for $500 and that person got paid. There are people who like pornography. There are people who like fetishes or fetishes. I don't know how to pronounce that. Correct me. There are people who are willing to watch sex tapes. It can cost $1 to watch it. It can cost $100 to watch it. Maybe more. I'm not sure. People who are into porn will watch sex tapes. These people have money to watch it. They can afford it. It is similar to YouTube in so many different ways. It's no secret that YouTube has no competition. People do not use Vimeo because it barely has an audience. Not a lot of people watch the videos on Vimeo. No shade. YouTube tends to be a policed platform. Same with Instagram. This is OnlyFans censorship once again. YouTube has a history with censorship. This is not the first time with YouTube. This is not the first time with OnlyFans. People use YouTube because there are a lot of users. There are a billion users. Instagram has been censoring sex workers as well. It's similar to Instagram because they took an issue where people linked their OnlyFans profiles on their bio and deleted their accounts. Well, actually, OnlyFans deleted their accounts. One of Trisha Paytas' accounts were deleted. Instagram has history with censorship. I feel that OnlyFans is changing their policies because they know payment processors are the easiest ways for people to get paid. I'm sure that OnlyFans is a popular platform. Without it, they will not make money. There are no other ways to get paid for the company to last long. I feel that these financial companies are in control and they have power. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do because they work with other major companies as well. These payment processors are changing OnlyFans because they do not agree with pornography. OnlyFans is complying with these payment processors. Cutting ties would hurt their business model. I feel that OnlyFans are forced to change their business models. I doubt that OnlyFans decided to change their business models. It was also reported that third-party payment platforms, PayPal and Venmo, are cutting ties with sex workers. The ASLU, which stands for American Civil Liberties Union, has been standing up to PayPal and Venmo. They see them discriminating against sex workers. The ASLU has been standing up for sex workers that they have the right to financial services, they have the right to live, they have the right to make a living for themselves. This threatens people's livelihoods because they will be evicted and live in the streets. They will be homeless. In case if people do not know, OnlyFans do not accept PayPal as a payment method to get paid and to support your creators. That's what I looked up. I never used OnlyFans, and I don't have an account for it. So far, OnlyFans has not stated how the policy will change. I am hoping that OnlyFans will make a statement. I want to know what they will say. I want to know how many sex workers will leave if they know they're unable to post certain types of content. I don't know how many sex workers will stay if they feel they have something to offer to their audience. Of course, there's room for new creators, but probably not for a lot of sex workers. I bet that a lot of sex workers are leaving the platform right now. Some people are quitting their current careers in order to make a living on OnlyFans. A number of people that quit their current careers are the same people who are into the adult entertainment industry. There are a number of them. There are a lot of stories about it. I'm not lying about it. I doubt that OnlyFans is going to shut down because of this. People are running to OnlyFans for the sake of boosting their income. Despite the ban on sexually explicit content, I don't think that it'll stop people from using this platform. I want to thank every listener for listening to this episode of the Brewery Weird podcast. It means a lot. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for the next upcoming episode. I have a lot to talk about in the next upcoming episode. I will speak in the next episode.